It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Greg Oras is here today. Of course, for the last couple of years, we've talked about the strongman competition.
Yes, sir.
The Garfield County Fair. The beneficiary of the strongman competition has been Brent's Place in Denver.
Correct.
An organization that is near and dear to your heart and
Very much so. And
your family. So you asked if you could come in and talk more specifically about Brent's Place and how they've impacted you. And, you know, it's still a little early. We might mention that you're, I assume, going to do that again at the fairgrounds
yeah.
this year. So, okay.
Yeah, most definitely.
We'll get to that later on. So let's talk about Brent's Place. Great Colorado nonprofit, right? Specific to Colorado?
Correct. The owners, I believe, lived in Iowa when their son was diagnosed with cancer. He had to come to Children's to go through his treatments, and the dad worked in construction, and so he would have to travel to and from to not only run his business, but also get down to see his son, which is a pretty similar situation to what my family was going through. And so after Brent passed away, his parents decided to start up this living facility for children and families who are going through the same thing. They have to go to Children's, which there's only a handful across the country that can do certain treatments. And they wanted to help these families who are already fighting the battle of their lives to get their kids healthy. So they started it with the intent of giving these people a little bit of home, if you will.
And some of the comforts of home.
Exactly.
You might say. And you've got so many things to worry about.
Yeah.
As just in general as parents, much less when you've got a kid that needs some attention that is required from a specialized hospital like Children's in Aurora.
Exactly.
Right? And so you take one of those things off the list.
Yeah. And I've toured Brent's Place multiple times. It's an amazing place. As heavy and as emotional as it is when you walk in the door, when you walk out, you feel those same emotions because you're seeing these families, you know what these families are going through, but you talk with the employees and the housekeepers, and it is such a beautiful thing that they're all just basically family there. They just opened up another building right next door, literally across the backyard to the original building. And everybody does everything together. They have game rooms for the kids who are healthy enough to do it. They have pool tables, ping pong tables. They have kitchens, and every Friday morning they do family breakfast. And it's just a phenomenal place. Like I said, when you step in the door, it smells very hospital-like. They have hand sanitizer pods everywhere.
Which is important, because a lot of these treatments that you're talking about suppress the immune system.
Exactly.
And so it's very important for everything to stay as sanitary as possible.
Very much so. And
particularly when you have all these families intermingling together. Yeah.
And that was another thing that I learned the last time I went after the show last year was every family has a checklist that they have to do every day, once a week, twice a week, and it is extensive. They have to pull out the stove, clean behind the stove. They have to take the microwave out, clean behind the microwave. They have to put the coffee pot through the dishwasher. It's insane. Like, I think my wife keeps a pretty clean house. You walk in here and it's basically an operating room. It is that clean, but it's necessary.
And the families that stay there are required to?
Exactly.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those things that they have the janitors that clean up the hallways and help them with the cleaning supplies and stuff like that. But inside the room, the family is required to do it every day. And it probably becomes like a habit. Sure. Like, oh, wake up, clean behind the stove, pull out the couch, clean behind the couch, lift it up, clean the legs and everything. And it's just one of those things that it's necessary. Mm. And I can only imagine that it kind of helps keep your mind off of things, keep them occupied. I know that when my wife, I can always tell when she's stressed a little bit because she just starts cleaning the house.
It's called nesting.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
And I can only imagine that that's what it's like, is occupy your mind with this. It'll help pass a little bit of time.
And we all do that.
Exactly.
To a certain extent. Again, Children's Hospital is on the Anschutz campus.
Yes.
The Anschutz Medical Campus. So it's University Hospital and
It's 16th and Peoria.
10.5 trillion dollar VA hospital,
yeah.
Which is finally done.
Exactly.
what is the proximity of Brent's Place to Children's Hospital? Is it, I assume, close by?
It's a stone's throw.
Okay.
Children's is on the northeast corner of 16th and Peoria. Brent's Place is on the southwest corner. So it's literally across the street.
Gotcha.
And so if there's an emergency.
These are not Glenwood or Aspen blocks, right?
Exactly.
But still, pretty close.
Yeah. It's one of those things where if there's an emergency, they're right across the street.
Right.
And talking to some of the families, they're like, oh, I got treatment in a half an hour. I'm just going to, you know, walk across the street, get some sunshine, and enjoy the air.
And again, Brent's Place is provided free of charge.
Correct.
To families that need it. I mentioned that you have a very personal story. You had a cousin whose family used the services of Brent's Place. That's
correct.
Why it's so near and dear to your heart, why you want to support them every year.
Exactly.
You know, I hate to rehash, but just for a little background, tell everybody what that story is.
So my cousin was diagnosed with an illness called Shwachman-Diamond syndrome. It's extremely rare. And the doctors told us from the beginning that eventually it could turn into some form of cancer. And when she got cleared for her bone marrow treatment, she was diagnosed with leukemia. And so my aunt did a boatload of research and found Brent's Place down there because they didn't want to have to drive to and from and rent a hotel or buy a condo, something like that. And so she researched it for months and finally found Brent's Place, and they took them in and helped them and did everything they could. But they do that with every single family. It's tremendous. And so I know that personally, from my perspective, they have given my family something that I will never be able to repay them, but I'm going to spend the rest of my life trying to, at whatever it takes, to help these kids, help these amazing people to understand what it means to the families.
How long ago did you lose your cousin?
She passed away on November 2nd of 2014.
So 5.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And so that's the impact
exactly.
That Brent's Place has had. 5.5 years, you still support them. You're still trying to help them as much as you can.
Yeah. And the last time I was there, I actually met a child. My numbers may be a little off, but he's been there since 2012 and was still living there last August. And I think at the time he was 9 or 10. And it was amazing because his family was from Pueblo, and so they moved up there. They had been living there. His two older siblings, his mom, they had been living there since 2012. And when I was there, the reason I met him is because he had just gotten cleared by the doctors to go home. So he was going to school at Children's, starting to reintegrate with other kids. And
after 7 years.
Yeah, and it didn't cost the family anything. And he literally has been there since he was a baby. It was, there was a lot of emotions that day.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible. And of course, that's the best case scenario.
Exactly.
You want the kids to get well so that they can go home.
And, yep.
As you say, reintegrate into somewhat of a normal kind of life.
Yeah.
Greg has a lot of resources. Again, you're one of their best spokespeople, one of their you give Brent's Place a lot of good press, you might say.
I try.
Of course, the website is brentsplace.org.
Correct.
But you've done a little bit more on your Facebook page and,
yep,
and stuff like that. We'll talk about that in the next segment. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Greg Oroz. Again, he's the guy that puts on the strongman competition at the Garfield County Fair every year, which will be this year as well. Again, for every year that you've done this, it's benefited Brent's Place in some way.
Yeah.
In Denver. Again, you can learn more about Brent's Place at brentsplace.org. And, Greg, you've kind of taken it to the next level. You don't just share a link or a story on Facebook. You actually have some specific information about Brent's Place on your Facebook page.
Correct. On Sunday, just the other day, actually, I put a video up explaining a little bit about Brent's Place and a little bit about my motivations for doing the show. So that's on my my Facebook page. It's at Work Harder Fitness is the name of it. And it's just a little description and just tells people why I do it and what the reasoning is. And I actually, last year I couldn't find the link before the show, but I found it this year, is Brent's Place's Amazon wish list. And a lot of people think, well, if I just donate money, where do I know, how do I know it's going to, what it's going to?
Sure.
And I know I've dealt with that personally, but if you go on my Facebook page, in the link, I put Brent's Place's Amazon wish list. And if you click on it, it's stuff the families need every day. Whenever a family moves out, they replace the linens. Sometimes they replace the mattresses. They replace the seat cushions. They replace everything. So on a daily basis, they need new linens, new pillowcases, new cleaning supplies, toiletries, stuff like that is the stuff these families need that is something that not many people think about.
Sure.
Just like the cleaning and how extensive the cleaning list is, they have certain restrictions on what they can and cannot use to clean all their clothes and stuff with.
And again, you know, that's a great point, especially in this day and age, because there are so many people that want your social security number, your, you know, account numbers.
Exactly.
All of that sort of thing, and just cash.
Yep.
And so this is a great way. First of all, talking to somebody that actually has an experience there helps, certainly. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, like you say, it's actually tangible stuff.
Yeah.
You can donate specific things. You're not just sending money and getting a write-off. You're actually sending something specific to folks that need it. And
exactly.
Again, they update that wish list based on what their particular needs are, yep, at any given time.
Yeah, I can't stress it enough, and I know I keep saying it, but they're amazing people. And they go to the extent of doing pretty much everything for these families except for buying their groceries. I mean, they can go pick the groceries up for the families if they can't make it.
Wow.
But that's about all they don't do. In the newest building they just opened is called Tanner's House, donated by another family that stayed at Brent's Place. They have hotel-style rooms in the first floor for families who need to come down for a checkup appointment or
like
a two-day treatment or something like that.
Okay.
And I've walked in those, and it's the same cleanliness, the same sterile smell that you get when you walk into one of the apartments, but it looks like a hotel room. It has a TV, two mattresses, and a desk. So it's for if your grandma wants to come in and visit and she can't stay in the room with the family, they can put her in this hotel-style room, and she can still spend time with them.
Talk a little bit more about the rooms at Brent's place. Again, they're for longer term. You know, you mentioned the young, I think you said it was a boy.
Correct.
Yeah, the young man that spent 7 years there from Pueblo and was, you know, trying to figure out how to integrate back into like a normal classroom setting.
Exactly.
And be a normal kid after living at Brent's place.
Yeah.
Living away from home right across the street, well, on the same block as Children's Hospital in Aurora. And so talk about the setup there for the longer term families.
So if I recall, they have 2 and 3 bedroom options. Okay. It's kind of like living in a dorm room, so except there's no loud parties.
Much more like an apartment.
Exactly. Okay. When you walk in the front door, there is the kitchen on your right side, your living room on your left. And then there's a balcony. I'm pretty sure every apartment has a balcony, so you can still open up that door and get the clean, fresh air because you're still outside of Denver. So the air is a little bit cleaner, a little bit fresher.
No brown cloud.
Exactly. And
you're not old enough to remember that, but you probably know what I mean. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. You walk down the hall a little bit, and you got your 2 or 3 bedrooms. One of the bedrooms is for siblings, usually has 2 twins or something like that, basically like a dorm room. One room is usually for the child who is dealing with the treatments. And in the 3-bedroom, there's a room for the parents. And then literally you walk in there, it's hardwood floors, hard everything. There's no soft surfaces except for the mattresses.
Well, that makes sense when you're talking about, you know, keeping everything as sterile as possible.
Exactly. Yeah. And the bathrooms, they look pretty similar to a hospital room bathroom that's very stark. There's nothing on the walls, white walls, sink, toilet, shower. That's it.
Are families allowed to bring in pictures and that thing to make it okay?
Yeah, most definitely. Right. Gotcha. One of the families that I visited with, they had decorated, the mom, or I think it was either the mom or the grandma, had bought her her quilt hanger for the wall so she could feel like she was in her living room sitting there looking at the quilt.
Sure.
And like I was saying a little bit ago, with these art rooms and stuff, they have a movie viewing room that they were in the process of renovating when I was there. And it was my tour guide's favorite room in the entire place. And it was really cool. We all stepped inside the little room and they had an artist that was painting superheroes on the wall. And I mean, life size. It was really cool.
Awesome.
She was halfway through Spider-Man when I was there and she goes, okay, you guys ready for this? She turns off the lights and in the fire retardant tiles, they had little fiber optic lights that looked like stars throughout the whole room. It was super cool, and it gave a really cool ambiance to the room. And she was like, now just imagine watching a movie in here at 10 years old.
Right.
And you got these. I was like, well, the coolest thing I had was glow-in-the-dark stars that I stuck to my door.
Right.
But they do everything that you would never think of. They have a room that is it just has toys for infants. I mean, the little blocks, the box that you put the blocks into, and Legos. And like I said, they can't have anything porous, but they have all these fun toys for these kids that not only are educational, but they're fun. And it's the stuff that you don't think about, basically.
I remember the block with the shapes.
Exactly.
I remember thinking that I was so smart because I knew what every shape was.
Right.
Again, if you'd like to learn more about Brent's Place, it is a charity. It is a Colorado nonprofit. It's brentsplace.org.
Yep.
So anything you donate should be tax deductible,
Exactly. Obviously,
depending on your particular tax situation. I want to say that changed a couple years ago, right, with the whole...
It changes so often, I don't even pay attention anymore.
I know, right. That's why we have the accountant.
Exactly.
And again, if you search Facebook for Work Harder Fitness...
Correct.
That's Greg's Facebook page. And again, you've got the video there, and you talk about the Amazon wish list link,
yeah,
where if anybody wants to donate something to Brent's Place, they don't want to send cash or just money because, well, it is what it is. It is 2020, right?
Yeah.
You can actually send something specific from that list that you know they need.
Yeah.
And then you know that you actually gave something that you know, and you know how it's going to be put to use. One final break. We'll be back in just a minute to wrap things up. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Greg Arras. Again, he is a big supporter of Brent's Place in Denver. Very personal connection. Again, it was 2014
yep.
that you lost your cousin after battling for many, many years.
Yeah.
And that's why you chose. Every year you do the strongman competition at the Garfield County Fair. That's
yep.
why they're the beneficiary. Again, the Cunningham family in Basalt also had an experience at Brent's Place, and you kind of dedicated last year to Anna Cunningham and her
Correct.
Family. I'm sure they're still trying to heal from that, so I don't want to talk too much about that. And, you know, everybody in Basalt and Basalt High School, still she is near and dear to their heart.
Very much so.
You know, she fought for so long, and I know her family very thankful to the folks at Brent's Place for providing. Again, as I said in that first segment, it takes one of those priorities off your list.
Exactly.
You know you have a place to stay. You don't have to worry about that. You can focus on the treatment at Children's Hospital, that kind of thing. So for kids, again, you mentioned that that young man from Pueblo that from a baby,
yeah.
a very young child, had been staying at Brent's Place for 7 years. That was home.
Yep, exactly. That's the only home he'd ever known.
And has now been given permission to go back home to Pueblo by his doctors. And so he's reintegrating.
Exactly.
But for kids that, say, 16, 17, but they still need treatment at Children's Hospital, they still need to stay close by, what happens with those families?
They offer homeschooling, I believe, or at the very least they'll get them their homework so they can stay up to date and gotcha. Try to get to that graduation date on time.
What about the kids that turn 18 while they're there?
They can stay as long as they need. Yeah, there's really no age limit. If they are going, if they need a place to stay and they're older than 18, I believe the cutoff is like 26 or 27, something like that.
So there's similar for how long you can stay on our
entrance. Exactly.
Gotcha.
There's another branch of Brent's Place in downtown Denver. I'm not sure the exact address. But it is for adults. Most of the people who live there are in their 50s, 60s, something like that. And it's the same situation. They live on the other side of the state or they live in a different state and they have to come to Denver for a specific treatment. Brent's Place offers this living environment for adults. And so it's downtown, like I said. I don't remember the exact address or any of the specifics about it because I've never visited that place, but it's the same thing. Very sterile, very clean, and they still help out, and it's still free for them.
How do they do this? Is it just strictly from donations,
yep.
or do they get you know, grants and that kind of thing?
I believe so. Okay. More than likely they do.
But again, they don't. There's no bill for anything
exactly.
from Brent's Place. If you need it, they may obviously have a few qualifying guidelines, I imagine, primarily for long-term patients
yeah.
that need to be at Children's on a daily basis for a long time. So the families can stay close by as well with
yep.
the kids and everybody's together, which I'm sure aids in the healing
process. Oh, tremendously.
Process. And then you mentioned that they got that brand new building on the Anschutz campus.
Correct.
That's for more short-term stays.
Exactly.
So,
and
if you're still going through treatment, but you need to go to Denver, say,
once a month
or something like that. Okay.
Yeah. And that's why I called you to do this. Is not many people know about this service they have. I mean, God forbid a family has to deal with this situation. Having the knowledge that there is help out there, besides the Ronald McDonald House or any of these other places, that have more communal style living, where it's pretty clean, but it's not excessively clean. Brent's Place offers that. It's certified safe, clean, and that means they are basically a hospital. So that's why I want to do this, is to let people and families know, if they are dealing with this situation, there are services, there are people who genuinely want to help outside of their own self-interest.
Again, that website is brentsplace.org, and if you want to see that Amazon wish list or see Greg's video, just search Facebook for Work Harder Fitness.
Correct.
So speaking of which, Strongman competition next August at the Garfield County Fair. You're already on the schedule?
Yep. It's happening August 1st, which is the last Saturday, from 9 to 3, just like it was last year. And
In the outdoor arena again?
Yep, out on the track. Mm-hmm. And this last year we had 36 competitors. The first year we had 11. So it's grown over three times, which is amazing.
This will be the fourth year.
The fourth year.
That's what I thought.
And we raised just over $5,000 for Brent's Place last year. The first year we raised, I believe, $2,400. And my goal this year is not only goods for Brent's Place, but my donation goal is $10,000. And so starting here soon, I'm going to be reaching out to sponsors, both the sponsors that have stuck with me over the last two or three years, but also new sponsors, and trying to get people interested in it and just get the sport that I love out there.
And so stay tuned for information on
Correct.
That. And obviously you'll come back and talk to us about that as well. And in the meantime, you'll have some updates on Facebook at Work Harder Fitness.
Correct. And I also have an event page. Just search The Strongest of the Strong is the name of that page. And it's a permanent page on Facebook, so it's not going to disappear. There's pictures from last year, the year before. And, yeah.
Gotcha. So search Facebook for Strongest of the Strong.
Correct.
A lot of folks are probably already there waiting for information.
Exactly. I'm getting emails almost daily.
Do you have an idea about when you'll open entries?
It's open.
Okay.
I've already gotten three or four since the first of the year. So
awesome. Okay.
People are chomping at the bit to get going, and I love it. It's awesome.
Awesome. Look forward to hearing more about that at some point in the future. In the meantime, brentsplace.org is the website. Again, you can check out Greg's video regarding Brent's Place and find the link
Correct.
For the Amazon wish list. Just search Facebook for Work Harder Fitness.
Yep.
And I'm sure you link from one to the other on Facebook as well.
Yeah, most definitely.
Gotcha. Greg, thanks again. Thanks for shedding a little more light on Brent's Place, and I'm sure they appreciate it, as well as all those families that are supported by them throughout the year.
Yeah, thank you for letting me on here and helping me give Brent's Place the exposure that they deserve.
It's our pleasure. Anytime. We'll see you around.
Yes, sir.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.